I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. The New Mexico Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that the Department of Health does have the authority to close and restrict businesses under public health orders, including restaurants. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham asked the court to resolve the matter after last month when the New Mexico Restaurant Association filed against her and a state judge temporarily lifted the ban. Now, earlier this month, justices ruled that the governor can enforce fines under emergency public health orders. The governor's current health order expires on Friday, and she's expected to lift some restrictions, including those on restaurants. We get reaction from Village of Ruidoso Mayor Lincroft.
They said she had the power. I don't know if she did or not, but the order expires on Friday. So 25% will help, but it's not near enough.
Yeah.
It ain't going to help us at the racetrack because, you know, we've got 2 weeks left. So it's hard to hire anybody, but, you know, any more capacity that a restaurant could have inside, it's much better if they can, if it's an indoor restaurant for them to have people inside, because it's just a lot more work to go outside, you know, carry your dishes, you have to move tables in and out. I mean, it's a lot more work.
In her press conference later today, the governor will discuss amendments to the state's emergency public health order. Gabe Aguilar, the Masclero Apache Tribe president, reported to me on Wednesday that the Inn of the Mountain Gods Resort and Casino and the Masclero Reservation will reopen at 8 a.m. this coming Monday. The Masclero Apache Travel Center and Casino has already reopened. And the Ruidoso McDonald's, which shut down a couple of weeks ago because of a COVID-19 crisis, has reopened. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.